USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising a nationwide crackdown on MS-13 gang leaders.
MS-13 has been a problem for our country for a long time. We've taken them out by the thousands.
The president, speaking at the White House on Wednesday, also says many of those being arrested are being deported to their countries of origin.
ICE has deported over 16,000 gang members and arrested over 2,000 members of MS-13.
You now have hours left to file your 2019 tax returns. The deadline for filing taxes was extended to today because of the pandemic. If you're not ready to file, you need to request an extension by today or face fines. More than 142 million people have filed their taxes as of July 4th, and if you're a small business owner, those second quarter estimated taxes are also due. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is again condemning China's crackdown on Hong Kong.
President Trump signed the Hong Kong Autonomy Act and announced a series of actions through a presidential executive order. If China treats Hong Kong as one country and a single system, so must we.
Pompeo telling reporters that Chinese President Xi made the choice to violate the sovereignty of the former British colony. The race for one of Alabama's two Senate seats is set, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Former U.S. Senator and former Attorney General in the Trump administration, Jeff Sessions, accepting defeat in a fight to try to get his old Senate seat back. The former AG conceding to former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville in the Alabama Republican primary runoff election. President Trump had backed Tuberville over the former AG because Sessions decided to recuse himself from the Russia investigation.
Tuberville faces Doug Jones in November. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Walmart will require face coverings in all of its stores across the country starting on July 20th. Mandatory masks for customers will the company announcing mandatory masks for customers will be enforced by employees upon entrance at more than 5,000 Walmart and Sam's Club stores across the country. With more on just how many Americans are wearing masks, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
A new report says that only 75% of American adults are wearing facial coverings when out in public to prevent the spread of COVID-19. This according to a survey released by the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Facial coverings have become a politically divisive issue as states have started to relax social distancing measures put in place to contain the new coronavirus. The agency first recommended the use of facial coverings or masks on April 3rd as part of an effort to contain the spread of the virus. Several states, New York among them, have since mandated the use of coverings in public spaces, including supermarkets and pharmacies where social distancing may be difficult. All scientific evidence to date has indicated that wearing a mask does help prevent the spread of COVID-19. According to the survey, mask wearing remains the most prevalent in the northeastern part of the United States.
Don't forget, please check us out online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.